Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have back Dr. Garth Nicholson. We're going to be talking about the health and anti-aging benefits of lipid replacement therapy. Dr. Nicholson is the founder, president, and research professor at the Department of Molecular Pathology at the Institute for Molecular Medicine in Huntington Beach, California. And he has been very involved in the discovery and characterization of intracellular infections, which I've been treating for a while now, since I've been treating a lot of patients with chronic yeast and mold infections in and around their breast implants. They tend to get a lot of intracellular infections, viral infections, and other things. One of the areas that I wanted to catch up on with Dr. Nicholson is the role of the lipid layer, especially in the mitochondria, around the nerves, and other lipid cellular deficiencies that do contribute to chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, because we know that many patients with defective breast implants, most patients with defective breast implants, have chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia symptoms. Welcome, Dr. Nicholson. Thanks for joining us.
Well, glad to be back on your program.
Yeah, so you've come a little bit further into the molecular biology of this since the last time we talked. You want to give a little brief overview of what got you looking at the lipid replacement therapy?
Well, one of the things that we noticed, first, lipid replacement therapy is the replacement of the membrane lipids primarily. These are the mm-hmm. lipids that make up the matrix of all the membranes of the cell. And they're especially important, of course, in nerve cell membranes and other, every membrane essentially of the cell contains important lipid components. These components are very sensitive to damage. And during a variety of different conditions, these can be diseases or chronic insults or cancer or anything from, for example, implants or anything that disturbs the normal situation or the normal homeostasis of membranes causes damage to membranes. And the first line of damage seems to be the lipids in the membrane. So we've been trying to come up with a way to repair this kind of damage because it causes all kinds of problems. And today I want to focus on some of the intracellular membranes, which are present in our little batteries inside our cells, the mitochondria. These membranes are actually critical to providing energy to all our cells and all our systems. And one of the most common problems associated with disease is fatigue and loss of energy and malaise and other problems associated with damage to mitochondria. So we've been looking at ways to repair this damage. And one of the critical components are the lipids of the mitochondria. So I've been working with several companies now that are making products to specifically target intracellular membranes like mitochondrial membranes and other membranes of the cell to repair them, repair the damage that's been done and restore function. So this means we can help restore some of the lost energy that people have when they have chronic fatigue, for example, and other problems. It can help restore function, for example, in nerve membranes and gut membranes and other areas where we know that damage occurs. And this is a whole new area that we've been working in, which is an area we call natural medicine. Natural medicine is the use of natural products which are contained within our body and replacing the damaged components of the membrane. So that's what lipid replacement therapy comes from, replacing the damaged lipids in our membranes with the same kind of lipids that were there all along. So this is a form of natural medicine. And the nice thing about this approach is that it's completely non-toxic. There's no toxicity whatsoever in any of the products that we're using, and they just naturally repair the membranes. And, of course, there are other products that have been used over the years to help do this, but most of those, number one, are damaged before they even get there because mm-hmm. Membranes that we're repairing are very sensitive. The membrane components are very sensitive to oxidative and other damage. The second thing is that they're not directed towards the membranes. There are all kinds of lipids, and many of these lipids we don't need. We have excess already, things like cholesterol and so on. But we're talking about a specific type of lipid called glycerol phospholipids. These are the lipids that make up the matrix of all of our membranes. And we use this type of lipid that we isolate primarily from plant sources to provide the lipid matrix repair of all of our membranes. And the nice thing about this is that these are all oral products. They come in a variety of different forms. They come in powders, they come in tablets, they come in wafers even, and they can be just simply taken. I take them every day myself, just very naturally, and they have no taste, odor, or smell. It can be added to anything. It can be added to drinks. It can be added to food. It can be added to anything. And so this type of therapy is very easy to do. It's very economical, and it is really effective, as I'll explain during the course of the hour on the clinical trials that we've run to prove the effectiveness and the utility of this type of approach.
So what exactly is in the NT factors? I mean, what is it made of?
Well, the commercial product is called NT factor, and that's primarily the glycerol phospholipids, the types of lipids that make up our membranes, and that's the primary component of it. There are also some antioxidants and a few other things in there to protect the lipids so that they can be taken orally and they won't be disrupted or damaged by bile, for example, in our gut system, our gastrointestinal system, and they can be taken in very readily in intact, undamaged form. And we have natural shuttle systems in our bodies because these are so important to our systems to pick these things up and shuttle them to the right places. We have different shuttle systems in our blood circulation, and even within our cells, we have protein shuttle systems which pick these things up from the exterior of the cell and actually flip them across the membrane, and then another shuttle systems take them and move them to various compartments in the cells where they can be incorporated into the membrane and help repair and return the fluidity of the membrane to its natural state and help restore function.
So many of my patients have leaky gut syndrome, which I'm beginning to think from your description might be a membrane issue. Can you talk to me about use of NT factors and leaky gut?
Well, this is a membrane issue because the brush border cells that line our gut contain membranes. And of course, the membranes are the primary barrier to the epithelial cells. And when these are damaged, when the epithelial cells are damaged, they retract back and allow passage of materials across that epithelial barrier into our system, essentially. And so this is one of the fundamental barriers that prevents the leakiness of the gut. And when this is damaged, leaky gut and other problems occur. So we need to repair the damage that's been done to this barrier, and this helps repair that damage. Now, there are other forms of damage, immunological damage and so on. This just repairs one type of the damage that occurs during the leaky gut syndrome.
Yeah, the leaky gut tends to let in large circulating immune complexes, which then cause joint pain and other disruptions. I guess right now I'd like also to address the idea that heavy metal toxicity can contribute to the membrane problem. Would you like to speak about that? Because that needs to be addressed
You're absolutely right, because certain heavy metals can attach themselves to membranes, and this can cause loss of mobility of the membranes. It can also cause damage and can enhance the oxidative damage to the membranes.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the heavy metals cause a number of different problems. And so we, you know, always recommend that if people have heavy metal contamination, that this has to be dealt with. Those heavy metals have to be slowly removed. They can't be rapidly removed because this causes tremendous sickness itself.
Right, it
but
does.
They have to be slowly mobilized and removed, and this can take, as you know, this is a long, slow process,
yeah, it
but it's better to slowly remove these heavy metals and get them out of our systems.
Yeah, we've been, well, we do the doctor's data hair analysis, obviously. We're also looking for platinum, which is still used in some breast implant shells. And that that can be very problematic. As you know, platinum is very toxic and requires
really
its own special detox.
I am too. That's still being used. That you would have thought after years of work on heavy metal damage and so on that all these things would be avoided if possible. We know that those are a problem. And in fact, this is one of the things that I'm interested in, as you know, as well. But to kind of to get back on the topic that we're really discussing today, I'd like to kind of focus a little bit on the little batteries inside our cells, the mitochondria, because these provide the energy for the cells. And in fact, you can't even detoxify cells unless there's energy systems that are available. So we need to repair those energy systems to help the detoxification process. And
right.
So mitochondria supply the energy. How can we help those mitochondria? Because they're damaged as well, not only by heavy metals, but by these oxidative events, and the lipids in those membranes are damaged. So what we've found is that NT factor and the glycerol phospholipids are naturally brought into the cells, naturally brought into the mitochondria, and are replace the damaged oxidized lipids that are there in the mitochondria. And it's the inner membranes, because the mitochondria have a double membrane. It's the outer membrane. And then there's an inner membrane. Well, all the oxidative phosphorylation, the electron transport chain, all the energy-generating systems are in the inner membrane. And the inner membrane is especially sensitive to oxidative damage. And this can be facilitated, for example, by heavy metals and by other things. But once that damage occurs, those membranes become leaky, and they can't maintain the what we call the chemical electrical potential across the inner membrane. If that's not maintained, we can't generate the high-energy molecules like ATP and other molecules that are absolutely necessary for cell life and for all the activities of our cells. So once we repair those membranes, they can then the potential is then regained, and they can produce the ATP, and we can get back the energy. So that's what we found. We've done studies, actually, showing that the intermembrane potential is restored with this product NT factor. And then once it's restored, then the mitochondria can generate the energy. And once that energy is generated, things like fatigue and malaise and other aspects of people feeling sluggish and not able to do the things that they were normally able to do, all of a sudden they return to a more normal state. They have the energy to perform the functions that they couldn't do before, and they feel much better. And all their systems are working better because they have the energy that they need to do that. So that's one of the important things that we've been working on. So what we've done is we've run 8 clinical trials on these products to show that they essentially reduce fatigue and increase a person's systems. They increase their vitality, they increase their vigor, they increase their ability to perform functions that they weren't able to do or they were impaired from previous to taking the NT factor. So in these clinical trials, some of them have been, as you know, very specific trials using specific patients like chronic fatigue syndrome patients or fibromyalgia syndrome patients. Other trials used aging patients, because this is a natural process of aging that our mitochondria decline, and they become their inner membranes become oxidized and their function goes down. So we've been able to return those aged mitochondria to young mitochondria by using NT factors. So we've been able to see people that were 90 years old, for example, regain function of their mitochondria, because by that time, about half the mitochondrial function is lost. And this is one reason why elderly people are frail. They don't have energy. They don't have the ability to do things that they used to do. Well, we've been able to return their vitality to the level of a much younger person by restoring their mitochondrial function. So this is really important as an anti-aging product. And it's also important in a variety of different diseases where membranes are damaged. And for example, I've been working a bit on Lyme disease and intracellular infections. As you know, things like mycoplasma and Lyme Borrelia damage intracellular membranes, and they also damage the mitochondria. And this is one reason why people that have all these infections, one of the most common complaints is fatigue. And it's fatigue because their mitochondrial function goes down. And so we've been able to help restore that function in these patients. And so while they're being treated for their infections, they're also their mitochondria are being treated to help them recover and be able to produce the energy. And this is very important, it turns out, in recovery from disease, because you have to have mitochondrial function to recover from any disease state. And so we've been using this in a variety of different situations where people are trying to recover from everything from trauma and you name it, any type of disease. This seems to be important. So this is another use of this NT factor in helping people recover from any type of trauma, disease, accident, you name it. So we're recommending it for practically everything.
Yeah, it sounds like just for aging and just general ability to maintain what you used to have, it's good. I wanted to concentrate a little bit on the neurodegenerative and neurological symptoms. We see these in the intracellular infections, of course, especially the spirochetes, and I think you and I spoke about that during one radio show. And we also see it from biotoxins, from mold and other biotoxins that damage nerves. Are the NT factors equally effective in both of these areas of nerve damage?
Well, they do help. One of the things that we're starting to initiate some studies on are the functions of NT factor in helping to repair nerves. We haven't done any specific clinical studies on nerve repair, but I imagine that this is going to yield the same kind of results that we found with mitochondrial membrane repair. The damage occurs to membranes because of the toxins released from these invaders. Pathogens make toxins that damage nerves, damage other cell membranes as well, and this causes all kinds of problems. And one of the things that we found that we've learned from the inner mitochondrial membrane is that we can help restore the transmembrane potential with these products like NT factor. This is really critically important in nerve membranes because if the transmembrane potential is lost, then those nerves start firing automatically. They automatically fire. And this means that our nerves that are involved in pain or nerves that are involved in sensations or nerves that are involved in a variety of other aspects of our bodies all start firing prematurely, and this causes all kinds of different problems. But the primary problem that we see in things like fibromyalgia is unexpected and unrelenting nerve pain. And there are ways to try and shut this down with various drugs and so on, but what we've tried to take a different approach to try and repair the damage to those nerves to help restore function. And so this is one of the things that we're working on with NT factor to see if it will cause the repair of the nerve cell membranes just like it's done with the mitochondrial cell membranes inside the cell.
Well, we have a patient population here that is very unique in that it is mold in and around breast implants, usually saline, most often saline. These patients get burning feet. They get migratory fasciculations. But if the mold is only in the left breast implant, they'll only get fasciculations on the left side of the body. And then their visual contrast sensitivity test will only be abnormal in the left eye because the left side's right over the heart and the implants are usually submuscular. We get the arrhythmias. And especially when we're removing the implant and the capsule, we get arrhythmias because we're increasing the amount of biotoxins that are getting into the heart. But the thing that that I would be interested to see if in T factors do is return the visual contrast sensitivity test to normal. So what we usually do with these patients is we do the explantation, remove abnormal scar capsule, abnormal and the implant, obviously, treat with antifungals that I determine with applied kinesiology because it takes way too long to get sensitivities to fungus. And then some of the neurological problems remain for a long time, and that's where I'm interested in seeing if NT factors would shorten that, especially the blurred vision, and also nausea. I think nausea, blurred vision, headache, and then these neurological symptoms are the most common with mold biotoxins from breast implants.
I think this would be an excellent use of NT factor. In animal studies, for example, NT factor has sort of reversed the aging effects to sensory loss, like hearing, for example, and this has been done with aged rats. And so we know that we can prevent those kinds of things happening in the nerve cells in the hearing system. So why not see if we can help repair the damage due to nerves in this particular instance? And in your particular case, you've got two problems that you have. One is the surgery itself causes damage, and the second thing is the biotoxins have been causing damage, and this causes further damage on top of what you would normally see. So how do we repair that damage? Well, one aspect of damage repair for membranes is to replace the lipids with membrane lipids, and the NT factor can help provide that. So that's one thing that we've noticed is that people seem to heal faster with NT factor. So in this case, it should help not only the healing process, but these residual effects, for example, on nerves in general, should be helped. Now, one of the things we've noticed with NT factor is that if we start looking at other things that have to do, for example, with the central nervous system, we see improvements with people that take NT factor. So if we take aged people that naturally start to decline in terms of their cognition and mood problems and this and that, we can actually see an improvement of these with NT factor. So these are all nerve-related changes that occur naturally, and primarily by oxidative damage, but also by other damage, and some of this is due to biotoxins in some patients. We can show that that can be slowly reversed with NT factor. So I think that this could be a very useful adjunct to the type of therapy that you're doing for these patients in the recovery process, is to give them NT factor to help in the repair of their nerves and their nerve membranes.
There's also another thing with these patients. You know, they have leptin receptor damage in their hypothalamus, and they naturally start to get metabolic syndrome. Would you like to talk about how NT factors can help with metabolic syndrome, and because that's something that a lot of patients have just naturally as they age?
Well, that's true. In fact, I wrote a review on this, which was published in the Journal of Cellular Biochemistry, on metabolic disease processes, precursors to diabetes, for example, and other different cardiovascular problems and so on. And the NT factor helps in a number of ways in this. Number one, it helps restore the natural lipid balance in the blood, and that's very important. Number two, it helps restore the damage to membranes, which naturally occurs in these pre-diabetic, pre-cardiovascular syndromes. So they always start with damage to membranes. And in very severe cases, like actual type 2 diabetes, the damage occurs to the beta cells in the pancreas and other things. But there's a whole series of different events that occur long before that's actually manifested as a clinical problem. And this is a so-called metabolic syndrome. And another way that NT factor helps is that it actually helps in the obesity problem that many of these people have. NT factor, we found long ago, actually helps in terms of reducing the craving for sweets and lipids and so on, and that's a benefit. So we've actually put this in a dietary product with a starch blocker and showed that obese people that take this can naturally and slowly reduce their weight and increase their energy while they're at it, because, it's of course, at the same time, it helps restore mitochondrial function and helps restore the energy systems that people have inside their cells. So it was a kind of a two-pronged effort. It helped them reduce weight while at the same time they had increased energy, because one of the byproducts of dieting, of course, is that people get tired. They feel slow and tired and unable to perform the functions. So fatigue is one of the main complaints of people while they're dieting. So this helps with that problem as well. So I think it.
What's the name of that?
Well, the NT Factor products have a variety of names, and one of the ones that I'm using right now myself are these energy wafers called Smart Youthful Energy Wafers. And they're made by a company called Nutritional Therapeutics out of New York. They can be found on the website ntfactor.com. And so these are things that I use daily. In fact, I took one before your program. And they just sort of melt in your mouth, and they're very simple to take. And people should be taking these things, especially your patients should be taking things like this on a daily basis to repair their membranes or cellular membranes while they undergo the healing process.
I agree. I think we're going to incorporate this. So now one of the products you talked about was the NT Factor along with a starch blocker. Is that got a particular name?
That's called Healthy Curb. And
Healthy Curb
because it helps curb people's appetites for sugar and helps curb their appetites for fatty food at the same time helping them lose weight. So that's a very good product that we've used. And of course, all these products, since they're natural products, are very safe. We've never had any problems with people. Millions and 30 million doses of NT Factor and NT Factor lipids have been given now to patients without any evidence of any toxicity at all. So that's one of the huge benefits of this, is that it's completely non-toxic. And people don't really have to worry about, are they going to have a reaction to NT Factor lipids? No, we've never seen that. So that's something that's very, very beneficial for people that are sensitive to a lot of different things.
So if someone is on the NT Factor lipids, are they able to get off fish oil and flax oil and other of the omega-3 oils, or is it still important to take these?
Yes, they are. And that's important, because a lot of the sources of these fish oils are not, frankly, not all that great. The fish oils themselves are very, very sensitive to oxidation.
Right.
So a lot of the fish oils, probably 90% or more of the fish oils that are sold, are already contaminated with oxidized damaged products. And
right.
So that's something that is a real problem, because by the very nature of the constitution of fish oils, it makes them critically sensitive to oxidative damage.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize this. And they take all kinds of junk. And, of course, that's not going to help them at all, because they need to take pristine lipids, particularly the glycerol phospholipids that make up the membrane. So those have to be pristine.
Mm-hmm.
And so the nice thing about NT Factor is it is a pristine source of these lipids. They're undamaged, and they maintain their undamaged state because of the way they're packaged, and that's also important. And so they take these things in very naturally, and they go and replace the membranes that are damaged, the lipids that are damaged, in a very natural process, and it recovers function. And that's what we want to see.
I have another question for you. It's a little bit, it has more to do with biotoxins and lipids, but I was reading one of your papers where you're talking about NFK beta activator, that the activator that can cause multiple hormone repression in biotoxin disease. I was wondering, we do have the ability to test for TGF-beta-1 via LabCorp, but I was wondering, does TGF-beta-1 correlate with NFK-beta activator at all?
Not always. Not always.
Not always?
So that's something
okay.
You have to be careful of, because the NF-beta-kappa thing is, this is a very central mechanism inside ourselves. So this pathway goes off to a number of other pathways, and it will activate a number of critical transcriptional events. So it'll activate maintenance of new proteins and protein levels and so on inside our cells. And it does mm-hmm. a number of, through a number of different pathways. So you have to be very careful about its activation or suppression. Mm-hmm. Often this is activated in disease, and so this is something that we see over and over again. So it's something we have to be concerned about. So those are pathways that are very critical, very complicated, and we don't understand all the aspects of that in disease processes, but they are important. And in the whole process of this, we need to know, we need to better understand what's going on in terms of how they change our activation of our genome and change mm-hmm. the new transcription of new different types of proteins that are made inside the cells. So this is something that's ongoing research at the moment.
Well, let me just tell you how I'm using TGF-beta-1 to differentiate some things and tell me if I'm on the right path here or not. I have patients who have mold in and around their breast implants, and they often got it because they were in environments which were very moldy, and they breathed the mold in, and then it got in their bloodstream and then settled on a foreign body like a breast implant. But if I take them and take the implant out, do the antifungals, do the biotoxin detox, but I send them back to that moldy environment, then they don't get well, and in fact they continue to get sicker. And I've been using the TGF
contaminated.
Right. And I've been using right. I've been using TGF-beta-1 to try to determine if it is their environment, because what I found is when they're out of the environment and just have moldy implants, their TGF-beta-1 is somewhere between probably 3 and maybe 6,000. But if they go back into a moldy environment with high biotoxin levels, then it goes up to 12 to 15,000. Is that something
that's
that...
because their immune system is being activated. And
okay.
This is one of the inflammatory cytokines that is involved in the whole process of immune response. And, of course, when people are put in a contaminated environment with mold, they're sensitized to that, and their immune systems will react, and mm-hmm. these inflammatory cytokines will be produced in the process, and these cause all kinds of problems themselves. And so we need to do two things. I think we need to, number one, get them out of the moldy environment, because that will continue
right.
to cause this reactivation. And number two, repair the damage that's been done. And now you're repairing the damage, but if you put them back in the mold environment, they will continue to be this hyperactivated state.
Mm-hmm. They get very sick.
Their immune systems will continue to react against the mold that's present in the environment. So they really have to get mm-hmm. out of that kind of environment. You can heal them, but then they'll go right back again as you've probably noticed when you put them back in that environment.
Well, that's what I'm using the TGF-beta-1 as a test for, because after you do the surgery, the explant, the antifungals and the biotoxin detox, their TGF-beta-1 should not be, 12, 15,000. So
yeah,
that I use this test to convince them it's their environment. Right, yeah.
Right.
Because, it's...
Their hypersensitivity or hyperreactivity of their immune system goes down as you get rid of these stimulating substances, these foreign stimulating substances. But as soon as they're put back in that environment and these stimulating substances are back in their system again, their whole system, of course, cranks up.
Right.
And the inflammatory cytokines go up, and you see that happening. And it's just really a matter of re-exposure and re-stimulation of the immune system. So you really have to get people out of those environments in order to keep those inflammatory cytokines under control.
Okay. So you think TGF-beta-1 is a pretty good marker for discovering the environment's really the problem, especially when, sometimes the mold plates, they might be done wrong. They may not do them in the right area. The mold plates aren't always going to be indicative of mold in their environment, or they may be in too many different environments. I've had some patients that have the mold exposure in their car, and so or they're in many environments during the day, so that you'd have to test all the environments. And I'm just using the TGF-beta-1 to show them that it is environmental. most likely in this particular circumstance.
Yeah, that's a problem because people that are hypersensitive to these various mold pathogens, you put them in any kind of environment, and that can trigger it.
And it just is a few minutes. Yeah, if they're only in it like for 5 minutes a day, they'll stay triggered. It's amazing at how fast it works in these chronically ill patients.
That's why I like to call them hypersensitive. They're already tuned up to respond against these molds, and as soon as they see any of it, the immune system just goes nuts.
It does.
All these inflammatory cytokines are released, and the system tries to gear up for a massive invasion. Now, whether it's massive or not, it doesn't matter. As soon as they see it, the immune system gets triggered. So this is a problem that we have to get people out of those kinds of environments. So sometimes they have to live in clean rooms for a while to totally settle down their system so that they're not so hyper-reactive.
I wanted to also talk to you a little bit about the role of intracellular infection in neurodegenerative disorders. The role of, is there a role for mycoplasma in Alzheimer's, for example?
Well, there's a role for it in any of the neurodegenerative diseases. As you know, this is one of the things I'm interested in. And things like mycoplasma, which is a little intracellular bacteria, it's an airborne bacteria, so often people are exposed, they don't even know it. But it's so slow-growing, and it's so benign in some people that they have it and they don't even realize it until they have other problems that might be associated, other triggers that might be associated with a neurodegenerative disease. So neurodegenerative diseases are really kind of complex, and they depend upon the genetic background of an individual, they depend upon environmental exposures to an individual, and they also depend upon things like these infections. So in some of these diseases, like amyotrophic lateral sclerosis or Lou Gehrig's disease, we find that almost all patients, virtually 85 to 100% of patients, have mycoplasmal infections. And it's a very common thing, whereas in multiple sclerosis, it goes down maybe 50 to 60% show presence of these infections. And so all these different Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, all these different neurodegenerative diseases have an element of infection. We know that. It's not always the same infection. It can be different infections. And so we're not looking for just one infection. It could be many different infections that could cause the problems. Now, we think that most of these infections are not necessarily the cause of the disease, but they can be one of the triggers, and they also can exacerbate the disease, and particularly the progression of the disease. So one of the things that we found with Lou Gehrig's or ALS and MS is that the progressive forms of the disease almost always had presence of one or more of these different infections. So they played a role in the progressive disease. So this is the thing that people are most worried about because this is what people die of, the progressive disease. If the disease can be controlled, people can actually live and survive from these very difficult neurodegenerative diseases. But in the most cases, they progress and they die. And so these infections play a role in that process. We were pretty confident of that. If they are triggers of it, we're not quite sure of that, although from our studies with Gulf War veterans, we think that the infection of the mycoplasma was a trigger, along with the chemicals that they were exposed to. So these are very complex problems that involve chemicals, infections, environmental exposure, and genetic background, and immune system as well. So we don't understand all the aspects of these disease processes, but we do know what makes people worse and what makes them progress at a very high rate. And so chemical and these infections do cause progression at a high rate in these neurodegenerative diseases. So this is something we try and avoid. And when we find them, we try and make sure those people are treated.
One of the treatments I've been using with some success is low-dose naltrexone. Have you had experience with that?
Well, we have not really focused on that aspect of it. There are a lot of people that are focusing on this particular types of treatment. So that may cover one aspect of the disease process. And what we've been concentrating on are both the intracellular infections and the membranes themselves, because we know the membranes are damaged primarily by oxidative damage again. So all these different neurodegenerative diseases all have mitochondrial dysfunction. as an aspect of the disease. So we're trying to use NT factor to try and help that reverse that process if possible. We also know that many of these patients have heavy metal problems that have to be solved. So they have to be detoxified from their heavy metals, their chemicals, and their infections. So those three things are very, very important. And in the process of healing, we know that mitochondrial dysfunction is important, so we have to repair that as well. So those are some of the things that we've been focusing on.
I wanted to tell you about an electrolysis foot bath that's good for hydrophobic chemicals. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, we've not gotten involved in that at all. I've heard of it, but I've not gotten involved in that. But anything that involves membranes, I'm interested in.
Well, it's very, very good for the chemicals that are hydrophobic, especially coming out of the silicone gel implants that are defective. So you may have seen that list of chemicals that Dow Corning provided during the trials. A lot of them are neurotoxins, and a lot of them are carcinogens. But most of them are hydrophobic chemicals, except maybe platinum and tin. Those are the two catalysts used, and those, of course, are hydrophilic chemicals. But the hydrophobic chemicals can be removed with electrolysis foot bath developed by Dr. Overman. And basically what it is, it's his harmonic quad zapper attached to a foot bath that has a little bit of salt in the water, and then he puts ozone into the water. And it's really remarkable. I have a lot of workman's comp patients who were doused in these chemicals like xylene and benzene and chlorine. And we put them in the foot bath, and then within minutes, the entire room smells like the chemical. So there's very little doubt that the chemical's coming out of them. And I do a lot of chemical burns, so I do this fairly frequently. But I think that for the hydrophobic chemicals, which, of course, hide in the cell membrane and are very difficult to get out, as you could imagine, because of that the electrolysis foot bath would be a good tool in anybody's arsenal that's treating this.
No, I absolutely agree. And, of course, one of the things that we've done with Bill Ray in Dallas is we've used heat. We've used dry saunas to try and leach these hydrophobic chemicals out as well. So that's another approach as well that's been used, a more systemic approach, because you've got pores all over your body. And if you go in a sauna, for example, you will slowly leach chemicals out of your body. But it's a long, slow process. And, of course,
yeah, this is a lot better. I can, I can prepare for my next radio show by reading, reading the books or the articles with my feet in this foot bath for about 15 minutes. And it's just a lot easier to do.
And, yeah, you know, it sounds like it's a lot easier.
Yeah, it really
is.
Yeah,
that sounds like an excellent approach to help remove these chemicals. Because, as you mentioned, these hydrophobic chemicals hide in our membranes and also in our fat deposits inside our cells.
Right.
So there are a lot of people, for example, we all contain fat stores. And the people that have fat stores, they will actually store these hydrophobic chemicals and carcinogens in those fat stores. And they're awfully hard to get out and mobilize. And so you can't do it too quickly, because you make these people terribly sick if you do it too quickly. So this sounds like an ideal way to slowly, on a daily basis, help remove these things from their body. And that's what you have to do both with these types of chemicals and with heavy metals. They have to be slowly removed so you don't give these people acute responses because of the presence of these chemicals once you mobilize them, and the presence of heavy metals once you mobilize them.
And what's really neat for my patients, the harmonic quad, of course, can be used to treat intracellular infections very effectively, along with parasites, if they happen to have parasites, which many of these patients do because they have long-standing immune deficiencies. And then the ozonator can be used along with something else we have, which is a cold diffuser with essential oils that kill fungus. Both the ozonator and the essential oil treatments are very good if they've had water intrusion problems and had the mold remediation. But, of course, the mold spores are still all over the house and the carpet and the furniture and their papers and then their clothing. And some people, as you know, have gone to the length of getting rid of everything, which is crazy, because you could do these ozonators and these other things to get rid of the mold spores. So we have to treat the environment. We have to detox. both kinds of chemicals and all the heavy metals, if possible, out of these membranes, because if not, the biotoxin detox just isn't successful. You know, with real bad heavy metal toxicity, you can't get the biotoxins out. They continue to have problems.
Well, that's, again, because you store them. And all these contaminants that we've been talking about are all stored inside our cells, and a lot of them are stored in our fat and in other places, in our membranes and so on. And they have to be mobilized very slowly because they cause acute problems if they're mobilized too quickly. So it's a long, slow process. And I certainly agree with you absolutely that we have to not only slowly remove these from our systems, but we have to treat the environment as well, because we can't be recontaminating these people, because their immune systems are hypersensitive to all these things anyway. And all you do is you trigger that hypersensitivity, and you cause them to have tremendous severity in terms of their signs and symptoms from these by triggering their immune system. So a lot of our signs and symptoms actually come from the hyperimmune responses to these different things, so these different contaminants and so on. So you have to suppress that, but you can't just try and suppress that with drugs, because that doesn't work.
It really doesn't work.
You've got to remove the source. And to do that, you've got to remove the environmental source and also remove the source that's present in our bodies, that's being stored in our bodies. And so I really applaud you for the approach that you're taking, because that's what you have to do. You have to take this multifunctional approach to helping these people. Otherwise, they'll never get well.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the only physicians, as you probably know, that can even wrap their head around this functional medicine problem are ones trained in, you know, integrative medicine, I mean, and functional medicine. It's very, very complex, and I rely heavily on applied kinesiology, because I have to determine all of the factors that are in the mix of the problem. And sometimes somebody has a very pure problem. They just simply have mold in or around their breast implant, and that's all they have. And that's simple, because that's one thing. But then other people have viruses. They have HHV6. They have mycoplasma. They have one of the spirochetes. They have, C. pneumonia. They have chemical toxicity from silicone leaking out. And, you know, so before long, you have eight different things that are causing, you know, these fatiguing illnesses. And as you can imagine, you can't treat all eight at once. You have to, especially if it involves detox, which you have to do slowly, you have to kind of figure out what you're going to attack first and second and third. And it can be a very long process. And so some of these people are deathly ill. They really are.
You're exactly right. I mean, one of the ideas that we came up with early on was that the people that get these sicknesses tend to collect infections. They tend to collect contaminants from the environment. They tend to collect all these things with time. And then they get worse and worse and worse. And their signs and symptoms, severity increases and so on. In fact, we did a couple of studies on this that we published showing that the people that are the sickest, with the most severe signs and symptoms, all had the most problems. They had the most contamination, the most infections, the most other problems as well. And so this tends to build up over time, and people don't realize this until it's too late. And then to go get treatment, they go to a specific source to get treatment, and maybe that source of treatment focuses on one aspect of their disease and not the others. So they can't get well. They can never get well, because you have to deal with all the different problems, and you can't deal with them immediately. They have to be dealt with slowly, because these types of problems take a while to solve. They're not solved overnight. And so these people, most of the people that we've seen that have complained, they've been to more than 15 different physicians of various types. They've taken over an average of 35 drugs. They've never seen any resolution of their problems. In fact, we did a clinical trial on patients, if I could just take a few minutes. They were just fit in this category that they had all these different problems, and they had intractable fatigue because of it. This is fatigue that couldn't be touched by any drug or any treatment or any person, physician, or healthcare specialist that they went to. And so we took this very intractable fatigue group, and we put them on a new product that not only contained anti-factor, but contained a number of other components to help restore mitochondrial function. We just asked a very simple question. Can we restore mitochondrial function in these patients, and can we see reduced fatigue? And another group that we looked at were chronic Lyme patients, which tend to have all these same problems as well. Mm-hmm. So in these two groups, we found that, yes, we could. They could take this anti-factor supplement called ATP Fuel, and they saw very improved results within about 30 days on this supplement. By 60 days, they had anywhere from 30 to 35% improvement in their fatigue scores and so on. So, and these are patients who have been sick over one or two decades, have been to, as I mentioned, over 15 different physicians on the average, and had taken over 35 different drugs or supplements or treatments without any resolution of their fatigue. So this is something that people can do, and they can actually do themselves. They can take things like anti-factor. They can get it online. They can find it from a number of different sources. And many physicians now are starting to carry these products like ATP Fuel in their offices for their patients to pick up when they come in to see them. So I think we're seeing a new era here where this type of natural medicine, as we call it, is being integrated. In functional medicine is being integrated into classical medicine practices, where people are being not only just given drugs for their treatments, but they're given other what we used to call unconventional treatments or other things. And now all of a sudden it's become very conventional therapy. So this is new functional medicine, I think, that we're seeing in the future.
Who makes NTP Fuel?
ATP Fuel is made by a company called Research Nutritionals out of California. And they sell only professional products. So your average listener probably can't get these products, but they can get the elements found in this product by going to antifactor.com. So, but we use this professional product, ATP Fuel, for these clinical trials that we did on chronic Lyme and chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia syndrome. So for health professionals, that's a good product to carry.
It is, I'll take a look at that.
For your listeners, they can go on our website, which I want to mention before I leave you here. And that's the Institute for Molecular Medicine at imme.org. That's imme.org. And they can find out more about some of these different approaches to therapy. They can find out more about some of these natural medicine products that they can get. And then to find out about the NT Factor that helps repair your mitochondria, they can go to ntfactor.com, ntfactor.com, and their variety of products. I really like the new energy wafers. I took one just before your program, the Smart Youthful Energy Wafers, really ideal for people. Because they only contain the membrane phospholipids that they all need and nothing else. And so that's something that everybody, I think, can use. We're going to do a study, a couple of studies on this. We've done some studies with these the same thing that's in the youthful energy wafers in drinks, for example, energy drinks. And people take these and fairly quickly see an improvement in their cognition and mood and so on. So these are something that I think is really, really coming on strong in the last few years.
Well, we're coming up at the end of our hour, Dr. Nicholson, but I want to thank you very much for bringing us up to speed on your research and especially these very, very useful products that people can use for all sorts of anti-aging, you know, reversing metabolic syndrome and energy disorders, all of which are very useful. And I would encourage people to go on Dr. Nicholson's website, imme.org, including, you know, taking a look at the all of his research over the years, which has been very helpful to clinicians like myself and many other functional medicine doctors. We follow your research and really appreciate you helping us out with these very sick patients.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you about this because it's really been one of my long-term goals is to try and help the most severe patients recover their health.
Right.
And, along the way, we found that, hey, these things are really useful for people as they age or people have all kinds of other problems. So these are things like anti-factor that we recommend for everybody, not just patients that have problems.
Yeah.
But everybody as you age, you need these kinds of things in your system.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Join us next week with Dr. Norm Shealy, Living Bliss, Major Discoveries Along the Holistic Path. And then next week, we're going to be interviewing Paul von Vord, Children of a Living Universe. Thank you very much for joining us. Join us next week.